Deborah Benjamin is a management and strategy consultant with ample years of experience in the banking and finance industry. While in the banking sector, she supervised and headed various departments ranging from strategy to learning and development, branding and communications, and IT. She's an alumnus of the University of Kiel, where she obtained her first degree, a BSc dual honors in computer science and economics, and Birkbeck University of London, where she obtained her PGD in management. She's a member of the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria, CIBN, and National Institute of Marketing Nigeria, NIMN. Please give a very warm welcome as she comes to speak to us on career. Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank you so much, Maya. God bless you. Thank you for trusting Sister Tutu enough to allow me, you know, speak on your podium. Thank you very much. Well, Tutu just told me, Deborah, you're speaking on career. And I decided to start my search on career. And I realized that career was so, so wide. So I thought to, just speak on choosing a right career. And then, you know, just giving definitions on different aspects of career. So, but first, a friend helped me put this, my preamble together. And I think it does a lot of good because I remember while I was in England, you know, in Nigeria, I mean, doctor is a doctor and she's a doctor for the rest of her life. She's been a doctor from, you know, after uni and that's how most of us go. Well, in the Western world, it's not like that. You know, temping is more like it. That's you change from temporary job to temporary job. So you can be an accountant, but today you work for firm A, tomorrow you're working for firm B. You know, and that's how it's been since late 1990s till now. You know, but in Nigeria, we're still, it's not like we're behind, but we're still in the same age of, if I'm an accountant in firm A, I would retire at the age of 35 in firm A. But the career industry has become so, so fluid, and the way things work has drastically changed. Now, a lot of people say, we ask this question, what is career? Sorry, I just want to ask one or two people to just share their idea of what career is. What do you think, what's the meaning of the word career? Who would like to, you know, just say something? Okay. Satutu.
Career is something that will help you make all the money you want to make.
Praise the Lord. Yep. That's the first thing everyone says. You know, I want a career that will give me a lot of money, you know. Your passion can actually make you money. And if you have a passion right now that is not making you money, you have to go back and reevaluate. And I hope what we're going to learn today would help us make the right choices. And you know, career is one of the most important decisions you will make. Choosing a career is one of the most important decisions you will make in a lifetime. You'll make a decision on marriage, on which school to go to, on, you know, what subjects to choose for uni and all of that. But the thing is, it's one of the most important things and it can make or break a lot of us. Now, so let's define what career is. From the Oxford Dictionary, it says, an occupation undertaken for a significant period of a person's life and with opportunities for progress. So other words for the term career is profession, occupation, job, and vocation. So I go straight into career planning. In career planning, there are four stages. What is career planning? Career planning, they say, is the continuous process of thinking about your interests, your values, your skills, and your preferences. It's also exploring life, work, and learning options available to you. It is also ensuring that your work fits your personal circumstances and that you continuously fine-tune your work and learning plans to help you manage the changes in your life and in the world of work. So that is career planning. Now, you can choose your career at any stage in life. You are never too young, never too old. And I see a mix of people in the crowd, and I'm very happy about that. It says you can choose a career while you're at school or change your mind about a career while you're still at school. You can choose or change as a school leaver. You can choose or change as an adult by adding on other skills. You can choose or change your career or job even when you're already established in one field. Quite a number of people do that. Some people have gotten to the height of, you know, their careers in IT, and they say they want to go into entertainment, and they just switch. And all you need to do is find out what is needed in that industry, equip yourself with it, do the necessary trainings and whatever else is available to you, and you begin to make the right contacts and have the right mentors, then you're ready for that change. So sometimes it means you have to change your circle. So how to choose a career? So there are like four important factors. I wanted to print out, but I didn't have enough time, and I didn't know the number of people that would be here. And I was thinking maybe we'd do a presentation as well, but it's all well and good. So there are four factors you must consider when choosing a career. First and foremost, examine yourself. You must assess yourself, be truthful to you. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What are your interests? What are your work values? I'll begin to put things in context and explain, you know, drill down a bit. So your interests are, do you like cooking? Do you like, you know, social media? Oh my. Yes, stress. So do you like walking? Do you like traveling? Do you like reading? Do you like dancing? What are your interests? You know, your hobbies, what do you like doing in your spare time? Now, your aptitude. Those are natural or acquired skills that you have. Are you a good typist? Do you like writing? Do you like programming, computer programming? You know, what do you like? Do you like computer games? So those things, the things you find yourself that you are good at, those are your aptitudes. Either you learned them or you were naturally gifted by God. You came with that knowledge. Like some people can draw. They just stay here. They've never been to any art school. They don't know... what's that guy's name? The guy that drew Mona Lisa. They don't know him from Adam, but they can draw Mona Lisa like him and the whole works. So those are your natural giftings. Then, what are your values? Your work-related values. Those are essential. Are you concerned about achievement? Are you concerned about, oh, I want to be the managing director or a senior clerk? Or what are your values? Do you like autonomy when you work, or you like close supervision? Now, honesty, loyalty, punctuality. And there are two types of values. You have intrinsic values and extrinsic values. Intrinsic values are the things you put to use when you're working. So I don't like disturbance. My boss should not be over my head when I'm doing this work. That's intrinsic value. Extrinsic value is, so what's the surrounding like where I'm going to be working? How do they sit? Is it an open plan or everybody has an office? You know, what is the salary package? You know, those are the sort of things that are extrinsic to you. Then you now have personality. So are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? So how do you build up your energy? How do you motivate yourself? Do you go into yourself and find strength, or you need people to gather around you, or you need to be around people to be strong? Yeah, that's your personality type. Are you introvert or extrovert? Another thing you must consider, how do you make judgments? Are you the type that, okay, you intuitively know something and you're able to discern, or it is by your senses, what you feel, what you see? You have to know that. Then also, how do you judge people? Do you just, I mean, from interaction, you make your conclusion? Or you take time out to meditate, you know, within yourself. I mean, all these tests, they're available. I wish I had enough time, and I owe it to you. I'll bring self-assessment forms so that people in church can have the opportunity to take them to know who they are, you know? And then your desired income. What sort of salary do you want to earn? You know, a lot of people think that, no, if I show that side of me. No, that's your advantage. It's your advantage because you're bringing a lot of value to the table. I mean, you are you. You know, there's this program they show on E! Entertainment News or Network or something like that called WAGS. And every time they're advertising it, the lady in the background, you know, you see some women coming up and they're talking about rich people that be in Atlanta. And the woman comes up and says, a lot of people try to come keep up with the Joneses, but we don't try to keep up with the Joneses. We are the Joneses. You know, I'm like, for sure you are the Joneses, you know. So you must come up front as the Joneses and say, see, I know my worth, I know my value. Most times I've gone for interviews and that is where me and the interviewer always get quarrel. We always quarrel on that point. And they're like, no. I said, no, if you can't do this, sorry, look for someone else that can do the job for you. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give my life. My blood is going to be flowing through my body when I'm working. If you ask for something at 8 a.m. on Monday, you might get it on Sunday evening. I know the kind of person that I am. So I will not jeopardize that and then come and be grumbling when I'm working for you. No. God gave us wisdom. Brain. You know? So know your worth. And then the job outlook, that talks about the expected rate of growth in that industry. So like in the banking sector now, I mean, to become MD out of 6,000 people, that's just permanent staff. Well, you've not talked about the 3,000 outsourced staff that you also have in your books. I mean, if you look at the prospects of growth, is it that feasible? You know, so you have to think about it. Okay, this career that I want to go into, is it feasible? So that's you doing a check on yourself. Then the next thing you do a check on the occupations that you like. So, you know, doctor is a big title. I want to be a doctor. Okay, you have to find out what it takes to be a doctor. And if what it takes to be a doctor, you have the skills, you have the personality type, you have the abilities, the aptitude. Because being a doctor is one thing, and having the patience and the time and the amount of years and all the things you have to go through to actually getting your degree as a medical doctor is another thing altogether. So you can love it, but is that what suits you? You know? So you find out about that. That's your career now. And then the next thing you do, so you make a list of all the careers you like. Every single one, hairdressing, sewing, anything and everything. As you finish making that list, you begin to check the skills that are required for each one, the qualifications, the training that you need, and you begin to check it against what you now know about yourself. As you begin to check it, that way, jobs, some occupations begin to fall off naturally. They just exit your list because you and that one, you people are not on, you're not on the same wavelength at all. That's where you don't feel bad because you know, I want to be where I will be happy. You want to be where you have satisfaction. You want to be where, when you're going to work, it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm going to work again today. It's like you look forward to it. You're doing something that you love, so it doesn't take anything out of you. And at the same time, you're being paid for it. So as you narrow down your list, you ask, okay, now I'm looking at these jobs. What trainings do I need? Where are the gaps? What options do I have to gain the skills or qualify for these occupations? So if you've seen the ones that you, I like this one, you know, nursing and all that. Okay, there's some things I need. I don't have the license. I still have to go to the school. Okay, which schools are there? How much do they cost? What do I need? So you begin to drill down further. After a while, you get to the point where you have like three to five jobs that you know suit you. This one is not just for corporate, though.
This one works for everything, whether it's bead making, whether it's Ashoke, you want to go and start doing Ashoke business, you have to find out. You have to go and research people that do Ashoke business. Like now, me, I want to open bakery. I don't bake. I don't even know if I can make chin chin. But the thing is, I want to have a bakery. So now, how am I going to go about it? I have to start the research. It's the same thing. It's the same thing for every single business you want to do. If you want to be a trader, you want to be exporting ginger, it's the same process. Whatever you choose to do, you must be willing to actually spend time finding out about it. So you have these 3 to 5 things that you've decided to do. Now look, first and foremost, wisdom dictates that you look for somebody that is already doing it. That's the fastest way. Look for someone that is in it and then ask intelligent questions. If it means you have to be humble, you eat humble pie. Because this is what your heart pounds and beats for every day. When you wake up in the morning, this is what you want to do. When you're sleeping, this is what you want to do. There's another thing I want to do. I don't know if you bring money, Sha, but you know, I want to start training the community people around where my parents live, because that's where I grew up. You know, I want to teach them law, the constitution. I'm not a lawyer. I mean, I studied computer science. So the best I can do is I'll go and beg someone who knows law to come and please help me teach them civil rights, first and foremost, them for them to know their human rights. And then after that, we can teach them other aspects of law. And then from there, fantastic. And then from there, we teach them cultural and moral etiquettes. I'm not saying don't smoke Igbo. That's none of my business. It's you and God. I'm not saying don't go and fight for the politicians. Mm-mm. But if I put facts before you and I tell you that you have an opportunity to life, even if a mental person, when he sees it, his head will be correct. You understand? So that is what is critical for me. So you talk to the people that have been there. Get a mentor. Let the person run you through how the industry is like. Ask every question. No question is ever stupid. I learned that a long time ago. And if you don't ask, you'll never have information. So ask the pertinent questions. Speak with passion, because you are the one that is going to be handling your business at the end of the day. Then after doing that, you've spoken to all the 3 or 4 different occupational professionals that you've met with. Then what you then do is you make a choice. And this is where God comes in. You see, God is not going to help you choose a profession when you're lying down on your bed. You have a part to play. You will have giftings, you would have callings, you would have flares, you would have passion, you'll have things that drive you. They're all indicators. Once you assess yourself, you know where you stand. Then you begin to sieve out and filter from occupation to occupation, and then you arrive at one. Once you get to that one, you set goals. You've gotten the information from all the people that were in the industry already, so you now say, okay, to move from point A to point B is going to take me so amount of years. It's time. To move from point A to point B is going to take me so amount of years. So if I do this training in 6 months, I would have moved from this officer level to senior officer level. Then from senior officer level, if I do this other training and work for 2 years diligently, I will move up so. Now, if you find out that you want to move up faster than that, then get information about other places that need your skills and your abilities, because you are not leaving yourself idle. What you're doing is you're training yourself, so you are becoming better than your peers. So you can always move somewhere else. You don't have to die in that place like I did. I was in a bank for 12 years. Everybody looked at me, you're loyal to a fault. I said, God told me to stay there. He said I was on training, so it's all well and good, you know. But the thing is, a lot of people say, nobody does that nowadays. And that's the truth. Nobody does that nowadays. So, I mean, be the Joneses. Don't try to keep up with anyone, you know. I'm not saying go and buy all the jewelry. See, you can see, I'm not a jewelry freak, you know. But the thing is, just package yourself well, and God's glory will beautify you. When you want to go out in the morning, just worship. That's the secret. Worship. When you praise God and you rababa, and you roll from one end of your room to the other, now your leg, now you macham, now the dust when you enter your room, use it to worship God. Your flesh is dust. Anyway, when you finish rababaing, from one side to the other, you dance from the bottom of your heart to God. If you like, you go out to bathroom slippers. Mama, this person, how far now? You are just glowing. Jesus is Lord. Now God. But it is God. Even you yourself, you'll be amazed, because God would have given you his fragrance. His presence is upon you. You're going with him. Obstacles will just be falling. Everything will just be giving way. I mean, we've been to places where we've gone to seek for jobs and it's almost like impossible. It's almost like it won't happen. But when you go with the presence of God, me, I don't used to hear it's not possible. it can happen. Just worship God in the morning. Pray, Father, go before me, make crooked places straight. Anoint yourself with the power of the Holy Ghost, not necessarily with anointing oil. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Decree favor over your life. Revelation 5:12, proclaim it upon you. By the time you are done, they never born the human being, except God has not created that person that can resist you. They will fall over themselves to favor you. But the first thing is, you must believe that God is almighty. I remember one day I was going to the U.S. Embassy and I was just thinking to myself, Lord, what's going to happen here? And the next thing he says, I am the God of the ambassador. He's the ambassador of all ambassadors. I say, my case is settled. Now, what are we talking about? I mean, you know, it is a done deal. You go with that confidence. Go in this thy might. That's the confidence that we have in the finished work in Christ Jesus. You know? So you go and negotiate. You go and get your victory. Come back and rababa and lie down on the floor and roll for God and give him all the thanks and all the praise, because all the glory belongs to him. And then you go out again tomorrow and you come back seeing the hand of God. That's how we do this thing, oh. That's how we do it. So, definition of career development or enhancement. It says the lifelong process of managing your work experience within or between organizations. Many universities have a career development, you know, department, and I think the church here too might have something like that with the women's group. So you can always approach, you know, ESCO, women ESCO, and all of that. Another definition is things you do to enhance or develop your career. So all the trainings, online trainings are free. They don't cost anything. I mean, Coursera.com, school.org, you know, places like that. They're free. Just look for free courses online and that's it. And you improve your position. You get a stronger bargaining power. And then it says, definition for career growth. It says career growth depends on career development. So for you to either grow vertically, which is promotion upwards, or laterally, which is promotion from doing one job to doing another job on the same level but with higher responsibilities, it all depends on career development. Yeah? So, and then career path. Career path is different routes we all choose to take in life to get to where ultimately we want to get to. But the most important one is getting to where God wants you to get to. And we will not fail in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.